Tori Hobbs.
A white bedside table sits in the corner of my bedroom next to a dark wooden framed bed. The warmth of an old lava lamp bathes the white brick wall behind it. Each shelf houses the trinkets and machines that keep me going. In the back of the top shelf, there are three frames. Inside two of them are flowers my mum dried and pressed. The last frame is a small pink heart. Inside it is a photo of myself and my partner that I edited on MS Paint. On top of the frames sit a small plastic dinosaur, a yellow spotted rubber duck, and a plastic sunflower. In front of the lava lamp is a tall pillar candle that smells very dusty and vanilla-y when lit. Next to it is a pair of foam earplugs, Ayurvedic balm, AirPods that haven't been charged in about a month, very fancy gifted hand cream, scattered pill cartridges, a lenticular Star Wars Episode 1 Phantom Menace cup, and a beautiful scruffy fluorescent yellow budgie sit in the right corner. The middle shelf houses unread books. The first two books are about sex, relics of my self-help era. The last book, a copy of The Barefoot Investor, I read two pages in the back seat of a car on a road trip to Sydney. On the left, a half-eaten roll of Mentos and a glasses case. The bottom shelf is a dark, kind of spooky mess. A large water bottle, a collection of wheat bags and fluffy covers, a Snoopy eye mask, a colouring sheet my partner gifted me, which says, "I'm a bucket filler," lays partially scrunched at the back of the shelf. At the front, right of the shelf, are a tangle of wires and a TENS and blood pressure machine. For a long time, my bedside was all I knew. Every day as a child, I'd stand with my hands on my hips, examining each inch of my world, corner by corner, surface by surface. I'd meticulously wipe and scrub every spot clean, a ritual I'd complete when it felt like too much to bear. I'd let the ring in my ears build, as if it was filling the whole room. The outside noise wouldn't dare to creep in. I'd create a fortress in my bedroom, lovingly arranged and rearranged. And then I'd tear it all down and rebuild it from the foundations up, all over again. Every time I created this new world, I'd notice the heat on my face melting away, turning itself into a blanket to envelop me. The ringing in my ears fizzled out, quietening itself. Some days, the world beyond my bedside didn't exist. Disability forced me to become intimately acquainted with my bedside in a way I'd never been before. My bedside became all I knew. The glitter lamp I'd inherited from my childhood bedroom, its books, snow globes, frames, and toys were still lovingly arranged, nearly 1,000 kilometres away from where they'd once been. Over the following months, I'd study the texturing of our unit's popcorn ceiling, corner by corner, surface by surface. The imperfections burned into my brain. The smell of the mould on our window frame, the flaky, peeling paint on the wooden windowsill. The familiar feeling of anxiety would return, except this time with no energy to quieten it. My bedroom, once neat and organised, would become a mess of empty foil pill cartridges, half-drunk cups of sparkling water, the previous nice discarded hot water bottle, snotty tissues, self-help books, machines and creams. The world that had once been so open to me was forced closed, and I endeavoured to enter it in a different way. I sought a new world through my phone. I trawled through every app I had, seeking the community that I knew was out there, that I knew was waiting. I carved out a space where I could create those impenetrable bonds. The digital world became my primary form of community, one of the first places I would go for comfort. My phone was a conduit, an invisible bridge connecting two worlds. From my bedside, I've seen the cycle of grief, pain, and punishment that has followed me throughout my life. I've also been lucky enough to create and enter new worlds from between heat packs, fuzzy blankets, and faded sheets. From my bedside, I step into a world built on the foundations of empathy and care. unconditional love and understanding. One where you're respected and embraced, regardless of who you are and what you do with the life you're given. From my bedside, I am able to enter a world where each inch of me is wholly accepted, where there are people who are willing to sit with me, to hold me, to help me find solace and safety in this world I've created, to help me tear it down and rebuild, corner by corner, surface by surface.